You just want to get there already? Written and narrated by Mike Iamelli. Originally posted on MikeIamelli.com on February 26, 2019. Every morning, I dance naked in front of a mirror before the shower. Every morning. It's my way to celebrate the fact that I spent the last 2.5 hours focused on myself and my morning routine, telling myself that I come first. That I matter, that I'm worthy of entering my day on my terms. It's my way of celebrating my body, even the parts that I may have shamed in the past, and sometimes still do. It's my way of celebrating myself, and just celebrating in general. I'll be honest, celebrating didn't always come naturally to me. As a visionary, as someone who never quite fit in, always being too much and not enough, I felt wrong. I felt like I had to do more, achieve more. I was always climbing to the top of that mountain, with big goals and a whole long way to climb. It felt pretty ridiculous to celebrate at every minor step up that mountain. It wasn't that big of a deal. I wasn't doing anything special. And I had a lot more climbing to do. So I kept climbing. Inevitably, I got overwhelmed and gave up on a lot of things. My computer was littered with half-written novels, poems, screenplays, courses, and blog posts. As a visionary, I'm a creator. I have the ideas, the downloads, the creativity, the inspiration. That comes easily to us visionaries. But the ability to execute on that to completion and share it with the world, that was a whole different beast. I used to look out to other writers and business owners and swear my work was so much better, fuming in envy about why their work was blowing up, but mine laid below the surface. Visions in my head that were never realized. It's pretty ineffective for the only strategy to climb up that mountain to be just keep climbing. Because sooner or later, we start to feel a little bit like Sisyphus, unsure that we'll ever even get close to where we want to go. But we're not climbing to just get somewhere. We're climbing because it's part of realizing our vision, every step of it, not just the destination. And that's something to celebrate. I used to take a lot of road trips when I was younger, mostly because I didn't have a lot of money and I loved to travel. And the thing that always stuck me about road trips is that more than half the fun was in the car. Sure, we'd cycle through emotions of having fun, being miserable, desperately wanting it to be over, and then back to having fun throughout the trip. But there was a magic to the journey. It was part of the adventure. And the destination was always great, but not so much greater than the journey to get there. We deceive ourselves. We tell ourselves the story that we'll accomplish some goal, and then everything will finally be okay and better, and we can just stop. And that kind of thinking is stemming from not feeling good enough still. Because it's like we have to earn or achieve our worth. And it's like we expect that some arbitrary destination is just going to solve all of our problems. Starting from your genius is something different. Starting from your genius means we're already good enough and worthy today. There's nowhere we need to get. Sure, we might have big goals, but sharing them in any way is the destination itself. If we only make it halfway up the mountain, we've still shared so much of that genius inside. We aren't earning it, we're sharing it. That's a monumental difference. In my experience, there's no real destination. Even when we get to wherever we think we need to go, there are still new, exciting adventures that begin to take shape. And we're climbing more and more. It's the journey itself that is the real adventure. The journey of embodying our genius on deeper and deeper levels. And that's something to enjoy. Even when it's so fucking hard, we don't think we can take it anymore. It's moments like that that teach us more of who we are, that show us the genius of our visionary souls. I'm married, And I can say definitively that after 5.5 years together, getting married wasn't like some big game over destination. And I can also say that marriage isn't always easy. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's frustrating. But it's always worth it. It's always enjoyable, even the hard stuff, because it teaches me more about myself. It helps me to unfold deeper into my genius. It'd be preposterous to think that Garrett and I could reach some random goal like buying a house or getting married or having kids, and then we'd just be done, and everything would be easy. So why do we talk about any of our goals or visions like that? Every moment of the journey is worth celebrating. Celebrations provide a milestone, a threshold, to cross from one iteration to the other. Celebrating who we were, and who we are, and who we're becoming. Even if it feels small or minor or silly, because in my experience, blowing past those milestones is the fastest way to become overwhelmed and give up. We aren't having to get anywhere. We don't have to prove ourselves. We're already good enough. We're already geniuses. All we have to do is see our vision and want to share it with the world. Want to make it real. Create it. Even if we don't know how yet. In every great story ever told, the protagonist starts with a vision. And they have no fucking idea how it will happen. Or if it will happen. Just that there's something, a calling, pulling them forward. And it usually looks nothing like they expected, and takes them places they never dreamed they'd go, and brings on more challenges and pain than they thought they could handle. But it gives them more of themselves, more embodiment of their genius. A journey can only draw forth what was already in there the whole time. So celebrate it. Fucking celebrate the genius that you are. Every single step to share that genius. Scream, shout, dance, sing, laugh, do whatever feels good to you. But honor the steps, no matter how tiny they feel. Because this is what we've been after the whole time anyway. This is the magic of our genius. And when walking the journey feels that good, we forget to be overwhelmed or impatient. Because where we'll be tomorrow is just an extension of the good feeling we feel right now. And before we know it, we've casually walked to the top of the mountain. Our vision is all around us, and we're ready for the next adventure. Questions for reflection. Answer in the journal, in the comments right here, or take it over to the Sacred Branding Facebook group, where we can support one another. Do you just want to get there already? Do you feel like there are so many steps to achieving your vision? Do you just want to get there and finally be okay and happy and have it easy now? Do you often feel overwhelmed by how much more climbing you have to do? Are you more focused on where you aren't yet than on how far you've already come? Do you forget to celebrate? What if you're already a genius? What if your journey isn't about an arbitrary destination, but about sharing that genius every step of the way? What if celebration is the honoring of each deepened embodiment, reminding yourself that it feels so good to step into your genius every day, regardless of how close you are to your goal?